talk technology on a monthly basis, thanks to guests on behalf of OST, their partners, and others in the technological field. Here we go. Let's talk about the topic of health. Yay. Introducing the specialist, Eric Van Bergen, OST Enterprise Data Center Consultant. Good morning to you, Eric.
Good morning.
Josh Wilda, Metro Health Vice President, Information Technology. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Charlie.
Lance Owens, DO, Medical Director of Metro Health Southwest, Ambulatory Clinical Informatics and the Cosmetic Treatment Center. Looking forward to that conversation. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning,
Dr. Owens. Gentlemen, let's get the personality to come out, is how I like to phrase this. Dr. Owens, tell us about you.
Well, I'm a family doc. I work at the Metro Health Southwest on 44th Street. I spend about half of my time seeing patients, and the other half of my time I spend as the medical director of clinical informatics at Metro. Spend really interested in helping our docs use technology to help take better care of their patients and to do it as efficiently as possible.
Right. Eric?
I'm an enterprise data center consultant with OST. So I help, you know, our customers like Metro Health with servers and storage and technology surrounding the data center space.
You talk about the cloud a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely becoming a conversation in almost every organization. So certainly.
Great. Josh, how do you spend your day?
So I spend my day kind of supporting Dr. Owens and what he's trying to do for the organization with our staff of how do we deliver healthcare in an efficient way to affect our patients.
Great. You doing a good job?
Trying to.
Yeah, there's the answer. Gentlemen, let's talk about our topic today, obviously technology and health. So my first question is, how big of a focus is there on information technology at Metro Health? Where did all this start?
It started a few years back for Metro Health. We were on a journey for healthcare before a lot of the federal regulations came in to drive IT being used in healthcare. Healthcare has been one of a lacking industry of taking advantage of IT over the years. I would say in the last 5 or 6 years, we've had a big boom and a big catch-up there. So Metro has been always on this journey because we put the patient at the center of everything, and we knew that healthcare and technology is going to be a good marriage to drive how patients become better informed, engage better with our organization, and do it in an efficient manner that doesn't interact with their day-to-day processes and their day-to-day lives.
So you're not dictating into a little phone like you used to?
No, we use there's lots and lots of positives to technology and healthcare, but you know, since you brought up the basically inputting the information into the EMR, there is a lot more of that from a provider side. But I think most of us would agree we're never going back to paper. There is so many more advantages to using technology and taking care of patients, both from a documentation standpoint, looking at various alerts and interactions of whatever, and even engaging the patient in their own healthcare.
Thank you. Anything to add on behalf of OST?
Yeah, Eric? From our side, it's interesting to see Metro. You know, they really have been pioneers in the technology space. You know, they did virtual desktops where doctors and nurses can roam around before that was even a real acronym in the industry. So they've really been and continue to be a pioneer in the technology space.
So in what ways are you continuing to adapt and, let's say, transform the experience for doctors, nurses, and other staff using technology? Take it away.
Yeah, that is a loaded question because there's so many different ways in which technology can be integrated into the healthcare space. Everything from different workflows that may come from our various providers and processes they want to implement. From Epic itself, you know, we use Epic, which is the EMR. They come down with lots of good ideas and workflows. To, you know, a third space, like using devices that connect to the EMR, you know, everything from a scale to the Apple Watch. And then, you know, docs, we have ideas of their own, you know, to implement processes within the EMR. And it's changing so quickly. So it's a very fast-moving space.
Anything else?
Yeah, I think, as Lance said, there's totally a lot of different spectrums that we can go down with the IT space in healthcare. I think the biggest piece that you're seeing is how does healthcare and IT allow standardized healthcare to be approached but still personalize the experience for every patient that comes in? So that's through communication, that's through their diagnosis processes, that's even through how does Lance interact with other specialists and care teams to really make sure that that patient's getting that individualized care. But in the back end, we're using the technology in an efficient way to be able to mine data and use that data to treat other patients in the future.
Speaking of patients, what would a patient notice a big change in the experience due to this increased integration of technology?
I think really from as soon as you walk into the door, you know, there's electronic signatures now, and we scan information as opposed to taking photocopies. To when you're sitting in the waiting room, mm-hmm. waiting to be called back, there's computer screens that give information about what's going on, various health topics, and of course in the exam room there's, you know, the illustrious computer, which is positive and negative in many ways. You know, it's positive in that patients can see what we're doing. They can look at their X-rays and CT scans and ultrasounds right in the exam room with the provider. Mm-hmm. We can look at lab work and graph it. And then they can, honestly, I invite my patients to look over my shoulder and see what I'm putting on the record, you know, and I do it right in the exam room with them so that it's our note. It's not just my information in the note. And that's the negative thing as well. There's the computer screen, and that can be intrusive because we have to make sure that, you know, we don't have our backs to the patients as providers. But I think as a community in healthcare, we need to realize that computer screen's not going away. And we have to accentuate its positives and kind of deal with its negatives as a community.
The internet is not a phase. What else on behalf of OST? Again, you look for this to be an efficient process for your customers and partners.
Yeah, and we sort of follow the lead. You know, Metro might design the strategy and what they want to do, and you know, we try to help come up with a technology solution that enables them to do that.
Yeah, I think technology is allowing the vehicle of healthcare to be driven on a day-to-day basis to a patient that in the past it used to be, I get sick, I got to go see the physician, I got to go see my care team. Now that technology is being extended so Lance and his team can interact with all of us on a day-to-day basis, and you don't even realize it, through patient portals of, hey, how are you doing today? You might be a diabetic. Do you realize that you need to go out for your testing? And Lance is able to manage more of a patient population that way and keep them well. The goal is to keep them out of the office. And when they come into the office, they're there for specific reasons. We want to keep patients well, and that IT is delivering that technology these days.
That patient portal is huge. The fact that they can interact with their record and interact with their provider from home, they can look at their own lab work, they can order lab tests, they can ask questions, they can do e-visits. I mean, there's so many things they can do right from their own portal. So that's a huge part of the technology, which is taking off.
Yes, technology and healthcare, our topic today, thanks to OST Enterprise Data Consultant Eric Van Bergen, Josh Wilder with Metro Health, along with Dr. Lance Owens. Let's talk a few challenges. What are some challenges that go along with the increased use of technology as a healthcare environment, Eric?
Sure. So one of the bigger challenges is, you know, Josh sort of hinted at it, is you got to manage on a population level. So a lot of that trends towards, you know, big data and analytics, which really, you know, in a lot of cases really booms the necessary capacity for storage and compute. So, you know, you can't just continue to buy hundreds of terabytes of storage as those needs continue to develop. So really it's finding a special kind of technology where you're leveraging smarter storage arrays that can do deduplication and thin provisioning and things like that to make smart copies of the storage as opposed to just buying more raw capacity. But, you know, those types of solutions come with their own set of challenges, and that's sort of where we hope to come in and help leverage that so Metro can focus on providing quality care.
Awesome. So what's the future? What is the future for technology in healthcare, Josh?
I think what you're going to see is that IT healthcare being part of your day-to-day lives, not just when you're sick, but really being part of what you're doing on a day-to-day basis from a habitual standpoint. You're seeing even
loading
that
down your Fitbit.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you're even seeing refrigerators now with interaction screens on there that you'll be able to drive some. Am I counting my calories correctly? Am I my weight program that I need to be? Do I have a specific disease state that I need to manage? And it's going to help that compliance of patients. When those patients are compliant, they're going to get better.
And I think you'll see that it won't be just an individual. It'll be a family. It'll be your kids involved. You'll have access to your parents' information. You'll be able to tell your mother's doctor that, you know, they're not taking their medications or so on. It'll be more of a community of healthcare.
Sometimes that relationship comes full circle, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I guess bottom line take-home message, how do we continue this conversation with Metro Health?
Well, you can always visit us at our website, www.metrohealth.net. A lot of great information on there, what Metro is doing, as well as accessing that patient information, that patient portal that Lance was talking about. Those are our main vehicles. So you go to that website and you'll find out What's going on at Metro?
Patients waiting for you as we speak, Dr. Owens?
They are.
All right, let's get you back to work. How do we find out more about OST, Eric?
Yeah, best way is always our website as well, www.ostusa.com.
All right, it's the land of technology. Love it because we can't leave it. Thanks, gentlemen. Take care.
Thank you. That's